area, and if I have anything against my brother, or have anything against me, we should settle this down now. Until everybody be satisfied. Until two people were not satisfied. He said, he did that, he did it to me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally will tell him, okay. You will be happy if you both of you go to Jannah? He said, yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yeah, let's go. Go to the Jannah. People will be waiting for the gates to open, the Jannah's gates, 8 gates. And the Prophet Hadith Abi Hurairah wa ghayrah in the Sahihain, 8 gates. Each gate for a certain kind of people. Whoever offering Siyam a lot, he will be called from the gates of Bab al-Rayyan. Whoever offering, who is making Jihad Sabilillah, he will be called from the Bab of Jihad Sabilillah. Whoever is praying, he will be called from the prayer gates. And so on. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّا مَا بَيْنَ مِصْرَ عَيْلَابِ الْجَنَّةِ كَمَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِي عَلَيْهِ يَوْمْ أَنَّاسِ يَكْتَضُّونَ عَلَيْهِ. The gates of the Jannah, the door, it's wide as much as between the earth and the heavens. And in one day, it will be full of people entering it. La ilaha illallah. Then the people will be waiting for this gate to open until the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ come, and he will hold the, he will knock the door. يمسك بحلقة باب الجنة يطرق الباب. He knocked the door. Who is this? This is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. We've been ordered to open for you only. In some narration he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll find a woman. A woman tried to enter before me to the Jannah. He was asked, who's this? She's the woman who is taking care of her children, orphans. The father was dying, the mother raised the children. Good, Islamically, good way. She's been taking care of them. And he will enter to the Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the people will start entering. Everybody go to his station, certain stations. Where the blessing, the na'im, which nobody thought about. Nobody can imagine. Nobody have seen something like that, or heard anything like that before. Where everything is good. Everything is good. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, are you satisfied? He said, Ya Rabbana na'am. Radina wallahi Ya Rabbana. He said, not yet. What's more? He said, Uhillu alaykum rudwani fala ardahu ba'daha abada. I'll be satisfied with you. I'll have rida on you. And I will never become angry on you again. Never. I never became angry on you. This is the greatest thing you will have. You will have. The last person who will enter the Jannah, the last person, I didn't mention Sahih Bukhari, he's in the, in the first level in hellfire, the easiest punishment, the easiest level of the hellfire. He said, Ya Rabbi, هلا أخرجتني من النار؟ فيقول الله له, Oh my Lord, can you just let me to get out from the hellfire? Just out. I don't want to go to Jannah. Just out. Step out. He will ask anything else? My Lord, I will never ask. I promise. He will let him to get out. He said after a while, My Lord, my Lord. Just let me to be. I still feel the heat. I can't see the hellfire. Just let me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Subhanallah. ما أغدرك يا ابن آدم. You just promised and you're now breaking your promise. If I do that for you, you will ask for anything else? He said, no, I promise I will never ask for anything more. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let him to go. He couldn't feel the heat. لا يأتيه من ريشها ونتنها وصهبها. Then he will say, my Lord, I can see there's a tree just close to the door of the gate of the Jannah, just to be in the shadow, just staying there under the tree. That's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you're breaking your promise. You just promised and now you need something more. If I give it to you, promise you will have, you will need anything more? He said, no, I promise this. No more. This time. No more. Then Allah ta'ala subhanahu will let him to go to that tree, under the tree. He will say, my Lord, just front of the gate of the Jannah. That's it. Just to see how the people do it inside. I don't want to go inside. I know I'm not that good person to enter. Just on the door. To see the Jannah. To feel the nice breeze, the cold breeze. Allah has said, are you going to ask for anything more? He said, no. He will let them to go that far. Then after a while, he said, my Lord, just one step inside the Jannah, that's it. I can't. I'm watching the people in Jannah. Just let me to enter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let him to enter. He will laugh, subhanahu wa ta'ala, at him. And he will let him enter to the Jannah. And he will say to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wish. Wish, what you want? He said, wish? He said, yes, wish. He said, I want this and that and this and that. And this and that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, finish? He said, yes. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet said, then Allah will remind him things he like. I heard about this and that. He said, yes, I want this and that too, and this and that. Three times the Prophet said, Allah remind him. And finally, Allah said that it's satisfied for you to give you, like the greatest king in this dunya, what he used to have. Not like him and twice more. He said, Ya Rabbi, أتحزأ بي وأنت رب العالمين. My Lord, you make fun of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بل وعشر أمثالها. No, I will reward, I will double it 10 times. وذلك آخر أقل الناس مرتبة في الجنة. This is the lowest person in Jannah. وآخر ما يدخل الجنة أناس. People, they've been in the hellfire. They turn to like charcoal. تفحموا ويخرج الله أجسادا من النار قد تفحمت. Allah will take out from the hellfire people. They turn to like charcoal, black. Allah will take them out. Put them in a river, they call it نهر الحياة. The river of the life, and they will come back in a nice body, nice shape, like the shape of Ahlul Jannah, and there will be around their necks khatam, ring. They will be called in the Jannah Utaqa'ur Rahman, the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed them from the hellfire. This is the Jannah. And may Allah save us in the other hand, in the hellfire. By the way, it's not acceptable for anyone now. Imagine to be in a position of that man who's the last one enter to the Jannah. No, you shouldn't be like this. You should be like Abu Bakr when he said, Ya Rasulallah, there is 8 gates, people be called from the 8 gates. There is anyone he will be called from the 8 gates together. بالله عليكم أبو بكر he will enter to the Jannah from how many gates? One, he has one body, but he will be called from 8 gates. Look at him, he's thinking about 8 gates. And today if I ask you, he said, even from under the meat, under the gates, I won't enter. I don't. Will from the windows, it's okay. Yeah, because we are very short. We're looking, our interesting is limited. But he's thinking the 8 gates, that's what makes them special. That's what makes them survive. He's entered to the exam and he said, oh, today in the test, exam math, for example. I need how 40 to be to pass? Okay, 40. I have to make 40 degrees. Believe me, you will make 20. Because you cannot. But if you said, oh, 90, you might get 85. If this is my target, if this book is my target, this is my target. If this is my target, I can't cover my target by my hand. That's right? I can't see the book now. Because my hand covers the target. Because it's a small target. But if my target is this wall, even if it was this, I cannot. It couldn't cover the whole target. And Allah make your target Jannah. It's wider than the heavens and the earth. So nothing can cover it. Nothing can keep you away from it. Nothing can keep you busy from the Jannah. It's wider than the earth and the heavens. To think about it. Not make this dunya. Don't make this dunya keep you busy about the Day of Judgment. No. The people in the hellfire, just only this hadith is enough. The easiest punishment in the hellfire is for the Prophet ﷺ's uncle, Abu Talib. إِنَّهُ فِي ضَحْضَاحٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تَحْتَ إِبْهَا مَيْ قَدَمَيْهِ جَمْرَتَانِ مِنْ نَارِ يغلي منهما حره يغلي من حرهما دماغه. He is in the highest level, the easiest level in the hellfire, in the first level. بحضاح من النار. It's not that strong because when you go deep, it's more stronger. The deepest point was the hypocrites. There he is in the top of the hellfire, the easiest one. His punishment is the easiest part in that place, which is he is under his toes, like the thumb toes. Under it is two charcoals. It's very hot. From the heat, his brain is boiling. That's it. It's the easiest one. The people in the hellfire, their food is from fire. Their drinks from fire. Their clothes from fires. Their beds from fires. They're living in fires. قُطِعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِنْ نَارٍ يُصَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمُ. هذا الحميم يصهر ما في بطونهم الجلود. They drink water when they can bring it closer to their face. Their face, it will melt from the heat of the water. And they will drink and drink and drink and drink. Like the sick camels, when it starts drinking, 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 it will never stop drinking until it will die. Now we don't even mihat, or mitahtihim ghawash. They have beds and covers, like blankets from fire. قُطِعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّنْ نَارٍ. Allah make for them clothes from the hellfire. They will eat, they need to eat. They will eat غِسْلِين زَقُّون طَعَامُ الْأَثِيمِ كَالْمُهْلِ يَغْلِي فِي الْبُطُونِ شَجَرَةٌ تَخْرُجُ فِي أَصْلِ الْجَحِيمِ طَلْعُهَا كَأَنَّهُ رُؤُوسُ الشَّيَاطِينِ. A tree, it's planted in the end of the hellfire, in the bottom of the hellfire. It looks like eagles. It looks like eagles. Scary. People eating it, it's fire itself. What are we waiting for? What do you think there?
life it will be looks like. Wallahi, if no one has a peace of mind, he will leave this Jannah and think about entering this kind of punishment in the hellfire. For what? To be enjoy yourself 1 hour, 5 minutes, 2 minutes? What is the most enjoyment thing in this dunya? How many times it takes? 1 hour? 2 hours? 3 hours? 1 day? 2 days? 1 year? Then what? Then what? Brothers and sisters, it's a hard day. It's a serious day. That day when the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim used to remember it, it used to stop them from doing any kind of sinful. Or if they remember it, it will be the most important thing for them, encourage them to do, to offer the good deeds. One of the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever wants a Jannah, arduha as-samawati wal-ard. Who wants a Jannah? It's wider than the heavens and the earth. Who wants it? Umar ibn Hamam said, Ana ya Rasulullah. Me, I want it. What I can do for it? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enter to the battle and fight until you die. You will go to that Jannah. He was eating dates. He said, wallahi, wallahi, إِنَّهَا لَحَيَاةٌ طَوِيلَةٌ إِنْ عِشْتُ حَتَّى أَكُلَ هَذِهِ التَّمَرَاتِ وَاللَّهِ إِنَّهَا لَحَيَاةٌ إِنْ عِشْتُ حَتَّى أَكُلَ هَذِهِ التَّمَرَاتِ ثُمَّ أَلْقَى بِهَا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَدَخَلَ فِي سَاحَةِ الْمَعْرَكَةِ حَتَّى قُتِلَ. He said, wallahi, it's a long life. It's a such life. If I stay until I finish this eating these dates. It's a long life because this minister will I will use it for eating these dates. It's stopping me from going to the Jannah. Then he threw the dates and he entered to the Fatah and he was killed. One of the Tabi'een in the night, he felt that he is not having the courage to wake up in the night and pray. When he felt tired, he hit his legs and he said, stand up! Stand up! The Prophet's companion, they think they will companion him in the dunya the day after only? Wallahi, if we didn't get chance to companion him in the dunya, we must companion him in the day after in the Jannah. قومي أيهم أصحاب محمد أن يظفروا به في هذه الدنيا دوننا ثم يظفروا به في الآخرة دوننا والله لنزاحمنهم عليه في يوم القيامة. This is the actions. It happens after believing in the Day of Judgment. One brother is here in this society. I mean in America. He used to go to the gym. To the gym, work out. He said, actually he's not saying the story, there's a sister saying the story. She said, when she was Kafir, before she became Muslim, she used to go there, work out, like the way they do it. And this man, she said, he never looked at me. Sometimes I saw him looking, but when he looked at him, he turned his face. Like many brothers. So, she said, I was interested in him. And once I stopped, I talked to him. But he didn't answer, he left. One day I saw him praying. And I'm not saying this story to encourage you to go work out. No. I'm just trying to reach my point now. She said he was praying Asr, I think. Then she came to him, she said, what are you doing? He said, I'm praying. This student. She said, what's this? He said, I'm Muslim. This is my religion. I have to pray. She said, do you mind if we go somewhere tonight? He said, I cannot. She said, why? Is anything wrong with me? He said, no. In fact, I wish, but I couldn't. She said, I couldn't understand why. Why a man, a young man, a woman offer herself for dating him, going with him, and she said, and he said, no. What is stopping him? She said, he has a lighter. He liked his lighter, and she said, this is the thing stopping me from him. She said, the only thing I found myself crying. I didn't know why. Even I didn't know what he means. But I found that something is stopping him more than culture, more than manners, more than anything. More than he has a wife or this kind of thing. No, there's something really stopping him. You know what he means? He said, this is the hellfire. If I go with you, that means I know that I'm going to punish in the hellfire. I cannot. When you remember the day after in your life, I'm just giving you an example from our life. And she said, he never came back. And she said, this is the reason for me to become Muslims. This story. When you're always keeping this in your mind, we forgot Allah. When you remember the day of judgment, when you have that belief, when you have this faith in the day of judgment, in the day after, nothing will bother you in this dunya. Anything can happen to you in this dunya, it's a minor thing when you compare it to the day after. One of the Sahaba, the king of Kisra, Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, when he brought two of the Muslim soldiers and he threw them in front of him in the boiling oil and they turned right the way to bones. He said, take the Hudhayfa and threw him in the boiling oil. He cried. He said, they take him back. He thought that he's afraid. You crying? You crying? He said, afraid? He said, no, Allah. I saw what you just did and it was just seconds. And they passed away. I wish that Allah Azza will give me 1,000 souls. So you can throw me times and times. And I will give myself for the sake of Allah 1,000 times. So, because I know what's the reward for that in the Jannah. The only people who will wish to go back to the dunya after they go to the Jannah, the Shuhada. Because they know the Shaheed who was killed in the service of Allah, because he will see how great reward he will receive, that he wished to come back to the dunya to fight and kill again and again and again. Anything happened to you, when you compare it to the day after, it became very small. Accidents, you lost something, alhamdulillah, I will receive it. I will receive the reward in the day after. This is not our life, brothers. This is not our future, this life. You're planning for your future, brother. MashaAllah, what's your future? To graduate, to have MBA, then I will go to work and that company, is that your future? No. That's not our future. يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه. You working hard in this dunya to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are you going to meet him with? With what? With a diploma and computer? With a certificate from the bank, $1 million? With what? With an American citizenship? With what? With Saudi's passport? Huh? With having 43 languages? With what you will meet him with? Do you have the real knowledge, the real thing will make you survive in the day after? They said, there is one man, he is a seller man, riding the boats. Three people ride with him. One of them is a physician, a doctor, and another chemical and computer science. You know, he's just a regular person, he knows nothing, he didn't go to school. This talk show off. So you know nothing about computer? He said, no. And nothing about the body of you? He said, and nothing about the body of you? He said, no, actually I'm not a doctor. Third one, oh, you know anything about chemical stuff? He said, no. Stay in the fun of him. Then a storm come. The boat starts shaking. It lands on. He asked him, do you know how to swim? He said, no. He said, okay, let your certificate help you now, I can't swim. His, what he has, he knows to swim, but this is normal that make him survive. But all this degree doesn't make them survive. I'm not saying, no, okay, turn your back now to the degree and stay and don't go for a job or don't make your, improve your career. No, I'm not trying to say that. I know nobody will obey me, even if I said that. But I'm not calling for that. I said, that's wrong. But what I'm asking you, brother, there is anyone here has a doubt that Allah is the one who brings the vision, the rizq? Anyone has a doubt? Tell me. You didn't say anything. No, yes. No. All of you agree with me that Allah is the one, He will give you the wealth, the money, for everything from Him. That's right? Yes. Because He has control of everything. That's right? Yes. You agree with me? Yes. Any one of you sitting in the home and say, since Allah has everything in His hands, so I sit in the home and He will send me the money? No, no one doing that, sir. If somebody doing this, he will be doing something. Looks like stupid. Right. But why, on the other hand, we believe that Allah is the most merciful. He forgives all the sins. And He gave all the money. He forgives all the sins. Why you are sitting in your home and waiting to receive this mercy? Why you went acting, seeking for money? Why you not acting, seeking for His gift, forgiveness? What's the difference? Ask yourself. His forgivenesses, His Jannah doesn't come by sitting down, by acting hard. By acting hard to Him. كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَقِيهِ. You are going to meet Him. So get ready for that day. وَعَجَبًا لِأُنَاسٍ وَعَجَبًا لِأُنَاسٍ يَعْمَلُونَ لِدَارٍ يَرْحَلُونَ عَنْهَا كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَرْحَلَةٍ وَلَا يَعْمَلُونَ لِدَارٍ يَرْحَلُونَ إِلَيْهَا كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَرْحَلَةٍ. I'm wondering from people, they're working for a dunya, for a place, working hard for it, and every day they are leaving it. They're going farther from it. And people, they are not working or doing anything for their future, where they are going to. Now if you're working here 3 years and you're going back to overseas, you're starting building a good home here and start making your home and big house, stuff like, and after 3 years you're going back to there. It's something right or wrong? Wrong. You should start building there because you're going there. And this is the dunya, this is the day after. Simple. So brothers and sisters, I know I talk all the time, maybe more than what I'm supposed to have, but talking about their judgment, it's never finished.
have faith in this day as a start. Faith, it means believe in a heart, talking, speech, and actions. Faith in the day of judgment, day after, it's something you believe in it, something you're talking about to your mind, so something you act for it. This is the true believer, the true faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who have faith in their judgment, and make us among those people who save from the hellfire and reward by Jannah. And also, there's a couple of points I didn't get time to talk about. How is the Quran proved the day of judgment? How the Quran proved the day of judgment? And just before I close it, I want from you, please, when you read Quran, everyone try to promise himself, promise me now, when you go back or you read Quran, just think about this point. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the Quran, about their judgment, عندما أثبت الله البعث والمعاد ربط الله جميع آيات القرآن التي تتكلم عن البعث والحساب جميع آيات القرآن. وأنا أطلب منك تتأمل يا أخي, اقرأ سورة ياسين, اقرأ سورة الروم, اقرأ سورة قاف, تأمل, تجد أن الله يربطها بثلاثة صفات: صفة القدرة, وصفة العلم, وصفة الحكمة. إذ على هذه الصفات الثلاثة مدار البعث والحساب. الله سبحانه وتعالى always, when he talk about the back and their judgment, he always related to three attributes. Look at all the verses: the wisdom, Allah's wisdom and ability, قدرة, that he able, and صفة القدرة, وصفة العلم, وصفة الحكمة. إذ على هذه الصفات الثلاثة مدار البعث والحساب. الله سبحانه وتعالى always, when he talk about the back and their judgment, he always related to three attributes. Look at all the verses: the wisdom, Allah's wisdom and ability, قدرة, that he able, and the third one, knowledge. And I don't have time to give you the detail on this, but just when you read, try to remember this point and how Allah always connect talking about the day of judgment to these three things, because everyone denies the day of judgment. He denies it because he thinks Allah has no knowledge, his knowledge is limit, or his ability is limit, or his wisdom is limit. So Allah proved to them that he has the full wisdom, full ability and full knowledge. سبحانه وتعالى سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. And this is, by the way, from يعني the trust and knowledge, من أمانة العلم. That's what ابن القيم رحمه الله said in كتاب الفوائد about this three attributes and how it's related to this issue. May Allah accept from all us.